Hi, my name is Alan from Elevate Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about seniors. What are your housing options? Singapore is undergoing an aging population. As reported by 2030, one out of four citizens will be aged 65 years old and above. What does this mean for our housing market? Obviously, more seniors will be right-sizing. For our seniors, I will explore the various options available both for HDB flat owners as well as private property owners. Without further ado, let's dive straight into the discussion. For seniors staying in HDB flat, you will have a few housing options. These options depend on your current property, your financial requirement, as well as your living arrangement. In typical fashion, your children have moved out and you are staying alone with your spouse. The house feels empty by each day and you experience the strain to upkeep a big flat. The next best option is to right size to a smaller flat. To encourage seniors to move closer to your family member, HDB has introduced the proximity housing grant. If you are buying a resale flat to live with or near your parents or child, you may apply for the following proximity housing grant: $30,000 to live with your parents or child, and $20,000 to live near your parents or child that fall within a 4 km radius. Your parents or child can stay either in a HDB flat or private property, but they must observe the minimum occupation period after your flat purchase. They can move house also, but must be within the same 4 km requirement. For seniors, they have plans to right size to a 3-room and smaller HDB flat. HDB has recently made some announcement to the Silver Housing Bonus, or SHB. Seniors can receive up to $30,000. Seniors can commit to $60,000 net increase in their CPF retirement account using their CPF housing refund instead of making a cash top-up. This is definitely a good news. In addition, HDB will provide an additional $10,000 cash bonus for all seniors right-sizing to a 2-room flat or community care apartment. This is free money in my opinion. Now, HHB is also extended to seniors who own private properties with an annual value of up to $31,000. Previously, private property owners are not eligible for the SHB. For those that are unsure how much is your annual value, you can log in to iras.gov.sg and retrieve your property tax statement for the year. In the third page, the top portion to each indicate your property annual value. Most OCR condos should be below the $31,000 annual value. For landed owners, it really depends on your property valuation. This is also a good initiative, but I personally think that most private property owners will still prefer a bigger HDB flat instead of going for the 3-room flat. Through the Lease Buyback Scheme or LBS, you will be able to monetize your flat to receive a stream of income in your retirement years while continuing to live in it. You can sell part of your flat lease to HDB and choose to retain the length of lease based on the age of the youngest owner. The proceeds from selling part of your flat lease will be used to top up your CPF retirement account. You can then use your CPF RA saving to join CPF Life, which will provide you with a monthly income for life. However, do take note, there are some limitations to this scheme. As the LBS is for those who wish to age in place, the lease is non-transferable on the open market. You cannot sell the flat in the resale market or rent out the whole flat. But you are eligible to do room rental. So next time, when your flat kana sells or verse, sorry ho, you are no longer the flat owner and obviously not entitled to any compensation. But no worry, HDB will have other housing arrangement for you then. LBS is also for those that have no dependent or prefer not to give anything to their dependent, even if they have, or those that prefer to age in place. For those that have dependent to bless, I think this should be your last resort. For those that prefer to encash more cash from their asset, the next alternative is to buy a 2-room flexi flat directly from HDB. This flat have a lease from 15 to 45 years in 5 years increments. HDB has launched many BTO flats in recent sales exercise. You can make a trip to HDB Hub to take a look at the actual showroom unit. However, to take note, there are some additional amount payable for some applicants. The amount of addition payment to be made on top of the flat price depend on the household group. The community care apartment is a new concept of housing for seniors. CCA integrates senior friendly housing with care service that can be scaled according to care needs and social activities to support seniors to age independently in their senior years within the community. You can check out the video below for an introduction to the community care apartment and its service offering, information on the eligibility criteria, purchase process and condition after purchase can also be found on the link which I have attached in the description below. Similarly to Flexi Flats, their offer will be leased from 15 to 35 years in 5 years increment. One such CCA is located in Harmony Village at Bukit Batok. I recently visited it. It's located at Bukit Batok West Avenue 9. The CCA is well connected to eateries, shopping malls, public transport, healthcare facility and other amenities. It was launched in February 2021 and has TOP in Q3 2024. This is the first CCA consisting of 169 units in the housing block that is integrated with a hawker center, community garden, fitness station and an activity center. For all CCA, residents are required to subscribe to the basic service package, which include the help of a community manager who will ensure the following, such as arranging add-on care and support services, simple home fixes, activity at a communal space, 24 hours emergency response, and others. However, all these are not free. For the Bukit Batok sales of balance CCA flat, residents can choose a regular payment plan of either every month or payment for every 3 years. On a closer look at the fees, it costs $159 on a monthly basis, or close to $6,000 for every 3 years. Most recently, I brought my parents to take a look at this CCA. My mother casually commented that the monthly allowance that I paid to her will be used to offset the monthly service package. This means she will be left with peanuts. Moreover, she preferred the casual meetup with neighbors under the void deck or in the market rather than a formal setting. She preferred initiative from the ground up. On second thought, it makes sense here. Such a service are good to have, but it's not a must-have. Our seniors are already feeling the heat from a rising cost of living. At $159 per month means she will have less than $500 RM to go to JB for the monthly shopping. She further add on, why bother to pay a monthly subscription fees for non-essential service? I think a normal flexi flat will be more suitable for my parents if they have plans to right size in the coming years. I think when Auntie talk here, we all better listen. For seniors that money no enough, you can easily rent out your bedrooms for extra income. For those that have plans to rent out your whole flat and move in with your children, you can contact me also. I also do whole house rental. However, if you have plans to rent out your flat, HDB has some eligibility condition to rent out your HDB flat. Do you know, for work permit holder, those from the construction, manufacturing, marine and process sector must be Malaysian. If you are not Malaysian, basically you can only rent bedrooms. I mean, most of them would prefer to stay without a landlord and have a flat of their own. I personally encounter many such migrant workers having difficulties in securing homes. Private condos, on the other hand, are far more expensive. This situation will further be compounded when MOM allowed workers from Bhutan, Cambodia and Laos from 1st June 2025. This is in addition to the workers from Bangladesh, India, Myanmar, the Philippines, Sri Lanka and Thailand. Typically, employers in the service and manufacturing sector hire work permit holders only from China, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Macau, South Korea, and Taiwan. This boils down to one big rental problem. Where are they going to stay? I expect this issue to escalate and wrote in to the Ministry of National Development on my concern. I have also emailed to Ministry of Manpower. Our migrant workers form a foundation of our economy. Let's face it, without them, most SME will collapse. I've also proposed that more of such dormitory be built in JTC premises so that our migrant workers can be near their place of work rather than renting a place in the community. This will also reduce friction between neighbours. By the way, MND has already replied me and they will be looking into this with HDB. It's no secret that many of our seniors staying in private property would like to right size to a HDB flat due to its convenient location, practical living space, community spirit, and affordability. However, it's unfortunate that our private property senior owners are unable to move to a bigger 5-room flat due to the 15 months wait-up period as announced on September 30th, 2022. In this forum reply by HDB, HDB mentioned that the number of private property owners buying HDB resale flats has doubled in the last 3 years. They tend to buy a higher amount of cash over valuation when buying resale flats to secure the flat they want, to moderate demand and ensure that the resale flat remain affordable for flat buyers, especially first-timers. We introduce a 15-month wait-out period before private property owners are allowed to purchase a non-subsidized HDB resale flat. We further add on that some seniors need to sell their private property and right-size to an HDB flat to support their retirement needs. Hence, seniors above 55 who are moving from a private property to a 4-room or smaller resale flat are exempted from this wait-out period. This is interesting. Ever since the measure was first introduced, it looked like the HDB PPI is still going stronger and stronger with each quarter. I'm puzzled if this measure really worked. As mentioned in my earlier video, I think the rise in HDB prices are due to many factors, not only from one particular group. At this point, I urge HDB to revisit this issue to allow our seniors to buy 5-room flats. Most private properties owners, as mentioned, has more financial means. They usually need more space in a more private setting. For seniors, they have plans to right size. Personally, HDB has many retirement options for you. It's like a buffet. If you got money, you can right size to a HDB flat in prime location. If you're a HDB owner staying in a bigger flat, you can right size to a 3 or 4 room flat, followed by a flexi flat when your funds are dry. For those currently in smaller 3 room flat, you can easily and cash out your property for the 6-digit sales proceed and move to a flexi flat. Seriously, nothing much to complain already. For seniors that have plans to right size, please remember to do it early. Don't wait until you kick the bucket, then decide to move. For those that suddenly receive a windfall, please put those funds into fixed deposit, especially those that have a counter staff to serve you. When it comes to your money, the traditional way still works. This is to combat scam. There are just too many. Many have fallen prey to it. Always be careful on your hard-earned money. That's all. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please like, share, and subscribe. Stay safe and take care.